League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Moretz, and I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates momentarily. Shout out to all of our television affiliates. Donnie Wrightside will join us. It's hard to keep track of what day of the week it is, but I know it's Tuesday because Donnie Wrightside will step up and in. We can't wait for Thursday to get here because we've got a full slate of college football on Thursday. But we've got Major League Baseball on the card here this evening. And it was a night of comebacks last night on the diamond. And if it wasn't for my dangerous trip to Panama last night, it would have been a profitable night, but mistakes were made. Mistakes were made. I think the final score was 213-2. Now, you know what? And of course, it didn't go over the number. It was like, I don't know, it was like 105-56 or something like that. It stayed just under, and Canada covered the number. But we've got an early baseball game. But how about that? The Blue Jays come back. We all say the Blue Jays never come back. They're a bunch of losers. They come back.
Yeah, I know.
The Brewers came back. I had them parlayed. They were both losing, Cam. I'm like, oh, what a loser parlay. What a crap night. And they come back. The Dodgers win. We swept the board in baseball and got my ass handed to me. And tennis did well. We did well with the tennis. We won the parlay. A stupid basketball game last night, but live and learn, we move on. How you doing?
That's you, Moretz. Yeah, you're more dangerous than me. I don't go to Panama. Like, you know, dangerous snakes and the things that are in the Everglades there. I don't want to deal with it. But I will tell you this. I'm not going to say it was perfect. Jay's comeback. But I did have the Phillies last night, and they blew a 7-run lead. So easy come, easy go. Yeah, yeah. And you're right. I didn't think the Blue Jays actually came back a lot, and then they flashed like a board. Hey, Blue Jays, second best in the major leagues at coming back with 31. I don't remember them coming back 31 times.
When?
But anyway, that's what it said. 31 comeback wins. I'm like, that's made up.
They're lying. They're lying.
That sounds made up.
You watch every Blue Jays.
I watch all their games. What?
31 comebacks.
And how does that imply from a 1-0 lead in the first inning? They didn't give the parameters of the comeback either. So I need to know 31 comebacks.
They're terrible when they're losing. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, it was lucky last night. We'll take it, though. That was great
beat
for
the Cubs. All right. Yeah, it is what it is.
Yep.
All right. See, we got early baseball. Like tonight, you said this yesterday. Yeah. There's a bunch of 6:40, but we've got even earlier than 6:40, including 6:10. Baltimore and Cleveland, big time series here. Big time series. Can't believe Baltimore is still lingering. Cleveland could push them down the hill, though. We got Quantrill versus Sammy Watkins. Baltimore, S. Watkins, plus 126. What team is Sammy Watkins on now? Anyway, it's hard to keep up with this guy.
Sammy Watkins? I think he's on. He's a Baltimore. He's, no, he's yeah. here. No, no. Hold on. Hold on here. He's a Green Bay Packer. He's a Green Bay Packer.
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins is a Packer.
You'll do okay here, actually. He's a Packer.
Fast talking Mike drafted him at our draft. How should I know? I think I'll take Sammy Watkins as my last pick. I'm like, go take a Green Bay player, buddy. Have him.
My suggestion is take DJ Dallas of Seattle. Looks like he's the only healthy one.
Yeah, Yeah, everybody, hernia. Yeah, 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 yeah. Good points.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking with Ranger Reddick and Stewart. We've got early baseball between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Guardians. Divisional matchup in football. You know, Baltimore and Cleveland, but not in the same division in baseball. But they're both battling right now. The Cleveland's fighting for first place and a wild card spot. And, of course, the Baltimore Orioles are fighting to get into the playoffs and shock the world. Big, big time series. What are you doing with tonight's game, Cam? You know my drill when it comes to Baltimore, and I'm just going to keep doing it. Baltimore it's plus a run and a half.
And I'm doing partly the same with you. I'm also going to parlay Baltimore plus 1.5 with the Blue Jays to plus money, which turns out to be plus 136, Gabe. And I'm also going to sprinkle Baltimore on the run line and money line. I'm going to split it up right down the middle. Hey, on FanDuel, we're getting plus 126 with a good team. Watkins has a better ERA than Quantrill. It's one of these things. Everybody wants Baltimore just to fade away. These guys are not going to go out without a fight. Give me the dog in this spot. Give me the Baltimore Orioles. Let's go.
And you said you're going to play this parlayed with the Toronto Blue Jays back on the Blue Jay bandwagon.
Yes, I am. Strocho for the Cubs tonight.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's the Strocho. Marcus Stroman, former Toronto Blue Jay, very polarizing figure. Some people in Toronto love him, and you see kids were crying last night, and he signed an autograph, and there were a ton of people with Stroman jerseys in the stands last night and will be again tonight. And I don't think the Toronto Blue Jay players cared for him very much for the most part. You saw last night, you can sort of tell, Cam, I don't know if you saw with the batting cage and everything. Not everybody went over to him, but he wouldn't know everybody either, right? But some people were happy to see him, but a lot of fans were really happy to see him. And his strikeout prop is 4.5. You know he's going to be lit and fired up for this game tonight, Cam.
See, like, that's big the time. Thing. You
big
answered
time.
My question. That's why I'm taking the Jays, because I know Marcus Stroman, he gets overlit. But the thing is, he is going to have velocity early in the game because there's going to be a couple extra miles per hour on those heaters. He's so fired up, Gabe. I think it was more to do with a couple guys on the team like Donaldson and stuff. Here's the thing about Stroman.
You're right. Guys that aren't there anymore. He didn't get into it. He got into it with Donaldson. And who's the other guy? Who's the center fielder guy that he's gotten there? What's his name?
A couple guys he got in it with, but Donaldson and him had the big one.
Can't believe I forgot the guy's name.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
.com.
Game Time Decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, our television affiliates. You're watching the Sports Grid Television Network, SiriusXM Channel 159. Let's do this thing. I want to get some college football with Donnie Wrightside, but we've got baseball that just began. Baltimore and Cleveland. Donnie, baseball in the house. What's going on, Donnie? How you doing?
What's going on, boys? Tuesday. Yeah, game is underway. I actually like the under in that Baltimore-Cleveland game. Under 8 is the play for me in that one.
Interesting. I pulled the trigger. You know what? I don't have a problem with that, Donnie, actually.
Yeah, I like that. Actually.
I don't have a problem. Already 7.5. I'm looking right now.
Ooh.
Volatile market.
It's one out. One out. It's moved half a run, Cam.
One ahead out of the curve.
Half a run.
Yep. So I better jump in on this now. All right. So I'm on the Baltimore Orioles plus 1.5. Donnie likes the under. What's your pick in this game, Cam?
As I said, Baltimore plus 1.5 parlayed with the Jays to plus 138. And I'm also going to take Baltimore sprinkle on the money line at plus 140. I don't mind Watkins. I think it's worth a shot as a dog on FanDuel. It's a good price for a game that could go either way. I do agree with you guys. I think it's probably lower scoring. I think Baltimore wins like a 4-3 type of game, just under the number.
Yeah.
St. Louis and Cincinnati coming up here at 6:40 Eastern time. Albert Pujols hit another one last night, Dottie. I got in on Pujols to get to 700 at plus 950.
Yep.
He needs six more. Do you think he gets there this year? Do you think he's going to pull it off?
No, I think he does. Whenever you have those numbers, even if St. Louis looks like they're running away with the Central at this point now, he's going to play the last 2 weeks of the season. He's going to play the last three games of the season. If he needs home runs, as I said already, they'll move him up into the leadoff spot to get five at-bats a game to make sure he gets this.
I like where you're going with that. I hope he gets another one tonight somehow. Yeah. What about this game? It's minus 225 right now. Dakota Hudson, minus 225 against Dunsmoke Meat, Cam. Total is 10.5.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, God, I love that Dunsmoke's meat.
Dunsmoke meat.
Yeah, I'm hungry
now. Yeah. Is he going to be? It's good analogy for a pitcher. Is he going to be smoke meat tonight against smoke the meat? Cardinals?
Yeah, they're going to put a. Who knows? We can hang him up. Like
total's 10.5. Big total. That's a high total for, isn't it? Donnie, you're a big team total guy and total number guy. It's at 10.5.
Yeah, it's been rising all day, too.
It's hot, right, Donnie? Like, I don't know where you are, but like the humidity in the East is this muggy, and that ball flies out of Great American Ballpark to begin with, Donnie. I'll let you take
it. He's in New Jersey. We don't know where he is. He's in New Jersey.
No, he's in New Jersey. I'm saying on the East Coast. I know where he is. I'm saying it's hot on the East Coast. Human.
I don't know where you are, Donnie, but I'm kidding.
I know where he is. Yeah, he's in New Jersey, Philly. I know Donnie's game.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Donnie's in the part of Jersey where all the Flyers live.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that? Voorhees? Voorhees.
Nice. I'm a couple miles from Voorhees. Yeah. Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, really?
Skate zone.
That's
over there.
Voorhees. Voorhees.
Yeah, that's where all the Flyer players live. Yeah. Nice area.
Nice. It is nice.
Nice area. All right. So, St. Louis Cardinals. What about this game, Donnie? Any opinion on the Cardinals
rolling.
Team total?
And they roll. It was 10 this morning. Also, just to let you know how much damage St. Louis is supposed to do, we did the show the early line, 6:30 in the morning. This was a team total of 6 for St. Louis, and it's not a Colorado Rockies game. This is a really good-looking lineup going tonight. St. Louis run line first 5 innings, St. Louis run line full game, St. Louis team total. St. Louis might, just like last night, get the total by themselves. They've been that hot at the plate.
Wow. Are you sold?
Load them.
Cam?
Sold. Load them up.
Cardinals?
I think... Here's the thing, Dakota Hudson, I'd probably look at the over as well. Like, he'll give up a few, but this I'm predicting smoked meat, Morenci, extra smoke. So, yeah, I think the Cardinals will probably get maybe 7 or 8 themselves and win like an 8-4 baseball game. I think it gets over the number, and I lean with the Cardinals like Donnie.
Yeah, smoked meat, a delicacy in Montreal. That's where you got the best smoked meat, Donnie. Schwartz's. That's actually the kingpin place. I'm sure Cam's been there.
I like Dunn's, too. Dunn's is good. It's quality.
Even Jim Rome. Jim Rome once did like a segment on going to Schwartz's. He was fascinated by the smoked meat of Montreal. And Dunn's was a famous place, but it's closed down, Cam. Dunn's is gone, actually. Dunn's smoked meat is no more in Montreal.
The smoke.
All right. I'm gonna lay the 1.5 here as well with the Cardinals. I'm down with
that. Yeah, I
think they beat them. I think the Cardinals are gonna roll them. All right, we got the Battle of Florida here. Tampa Bay Rays and the Miami Marlins. Cam, I'll start with you here. This is your specialty, the Marlins.
You know what?
Seafood, Jesus, the seafood special.
It is, yeah. Rays and Marlins, that's it. Yeah, so okay, can I have all-you-can-eat grouper night tonight at the fish?
It's McClanahan.
Lizardo, yeah, hey, McClanahan, McGarnigal. It's Lizardo and McClanahan tonight. Lizardo's
man, the total is 6. 6.
Am I seeing this right? It is 6.
Dude, we've had aces where it was 7.5 last week. It was Verlander versus someone last week. Thought it was 7.5. It's
that's
6.
Wild.
I think what Marlins are you making of the total?
Wow, man. That's nuts, Dottie. What do you think?
Total's ridiculous. By the way, also, first 5 innings, if you want to take a team total, it's at a half of a run for the Marlins. If they score one time, you pass that ticket. Not you need two. If you score one time, you pass that ticket. That's amazing.
I have to do it out of principle, Donnie.
Yes. Isn't that principle? One swing of the bat, Cam. One swing of the bat. Come on.
They got a couple runs
run.
The Dodgers.
So they're the first 5 inning team total for the Marlins is 0.5.
Yes. And it wasn't even big. It's basically a minus 130 price, too. It's not like a minus 190 trick price. It's a legitimate price for a half run.
You know what, if this I lose reminds it, Donnie, me. Who cares? I have to do it, Gabe.
It reminds me of my Zay Jones props last year. Remember, Cam? I'm like, come on. Yes. 0.5
receptions. He gets 0.5 receptions?
Like, come on, man. 3.5 two and a half, yeah.
Zay Jones, will he get a catch? Basically?
Yeah, Donnie, I was like a month last year. I won on Zay Jones every week. I was like, man. It's like 0.5 if he gets one catch. I mean, I win the bet. Yeah. He did, and then he made it like 1.5, and he got – but Carr used to throw it to him. Carr used to throw it to him. That's true. Zay Jones, for the record, now he's with the Jaguars. He's on the Jags. Poor bastard. Okay, so they traded Chenault yesterday too, right?
Yeah, they did. To
the Panthers. Yeah, former Colorado Buffalo. Okay, what's your play, Donnie, on Tampa and Miami?
It's a six. It's really hard just to take that under, but I do think the price is. But honestly, if you look at both of these rosters in Miami, one of the toughest places to stack up runs, seven takes it to beat you. I don't think they get the seven, to be honest. I'll be one of these guys. Oh, you just take the over at six. Give me the under. 3-1. They're lucky to get the 3-1.
Cam?
You know what? Screw this. I'm taking Miami as a dog. They battled against the Dodgers last night.
I thought you were going to say screw this and you're passing.
Yes,
but no, I'm not passing. Like, screw this as in I'm taking Donnie's. Thank you for the information, Donnie, and the half run first five. Yes, and if it's I amazing. Lose, who cares? Like, yeah. I have to do it. That's a principal bet. Yeah. Give me the Marlins plus 1.5, minus 111, and plus 156. I'm willing to take my chances with Lizardo tonight. Let's go.
What's McClanahan's strikeout prop?
He'll probably hit Getty.
Seven and a half. That's plus money. Yeah. I'm going to take a shot with that. I think he can get to 8 or 9 tonight.
Should be able to.
And for the record, Lizardo was 5.5. Strikeout prop, Lizardo, 5.5. So, Cam, you're taking the Marlins? Both get
there. Yes, I am. I am. I'm on the Marlins.
I think the Rays win. That's just a little pricey. All right. Oakland and Washington. We're not talking about this game, are we?
Yes, we are. We're going to take the Oakland A's.
Over-under with fans in that game. Forget about the game. Man.
It's the same as the total, Donnie. 8.
That's true. Good. That's a good one. Yep.
8. Oakland. All right. It's our boy Fetty. Of course, Fetty's on the hill here.
Yeah, Fetty. It's Tuesday nights with Fetty.
Okay. I'm not betting this game, bro. What's your take? I have you. What's your?
I'm betting it. I told you this is my. I have a scrap heap special.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is the definition of the scrap heap special.
Cam's Junkyard, tonight let's go find some athletics in the junkyard here. A couple of my workers, yeah, former college athletes. Let's go A's. They'll get it done tonight. Cole Irvin over. It's Fatty. Let's go.
All right. Chicago Cubs and the Blue Jays. We got this game, but we're coming up against the break here. We'll get Donnie's thoughts on Marcus Stroman returning to Toronto. Will he go over 4.5 strikeouts? Feels a little low.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morency. Big game coming up tonight at Citi Field. Flushing Meadows in Queens is the place to be between the U.S. Open and the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Metropolitans. The Nye Metropolitans. Metal Matt's favorite baseball squadron.
Squadron.
favorite baseball squadron.
Squadron.
The Nye That's Metropolitans, awesome. My favorite baseball squadron.
Squadron.
Chicago Cubs and the Toronto Blue Jays, also a big-time game here, Donnie. So Marcus Stroman, longtime Toronto Blue Jay, takes on Kevin Gausman. Gausman got lit up in his last start, Cam. Total is 7.5 here. Cubs are plus 184. They blew the 4-0 lead last night, but the Cubs have actually been playing pretty good baseball in the month of August. The Blue Jays, you never really know what you're going to get from them. I'm looking at the strikeout props here for both pitchers. Stroman's 4.5. He's going to be on. He's going to have some extra juice in his arm here tonight against the Blue Jays. And you got Gausman at 5.5. I think they're both attainable. What's your opinion on this game, Donnie?
Actually, the under in this game was 8 earlier, dropped to 7.5, and I agree with the line movement. If you're looking at Stroman, he struggles a little bit against left-handed batters. Good for him tonight. Toronto doesn't really bring any left-handed batters to the plate. Matter of fact, only Jackie Bradley Jr., a light-hitting guy out of the 9-hole. The rest are right-handed batters, which Marcus Stroman has been really good with. And then, as we know, on the opposite side, Gausman's been very good over the past month, a 3.8 xFIP number. Lefty-righty splits equally as good. Look, Toronto needs this game, but I think it's going to be a lower-scoring game overall. I'll sit on the under in this game.
Cam, you're the Blue Jay backer amongst us. Okay, Blue Jays.
Blue Jays, let's play ball. Ball.
We got a diamond. We got a bat.
We got a diamond. Got a diamond, a hat, a bat. That's not all. We got the bleachers. Got it from spring till fall. Got a dog, a drink. The umpire's call. What do you want? Let's play ball. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, okay. Blue Jays.
I don't know how you remember those words.
Because I do. I used to have it on vinyl. Give me the St. Louis Cardinals parlayed with the Blue Jays to +110. Maybe we can add the Braves in there and make it real juicy with the favorite parlays tonight. Actually, I had the old record, OK Blue Jays, on vinyl.
That's a complicated fight song, isn't it, Donnie? It's a lot of words.
Jeez, it is.
Remember.
Easy to keep his pistol so the drunks can sing it.
Yeah, you're right. It's a good call, Donnie. Yeah.
I like UNLV's fight song. Nice.
Oh, go, simple. Fight, win. Yeah.
Yeah, UNLV, yeah. Go, fight, win.
Fight, win.
UNLV, yeah. Go, fight, win.
A little too many letters.
Right. You can do that one after, 35.
If you really want to simplify things, you go to a Rutgers game. One side of the stadium chants, are you? And the other side, you.
You.
It's nice and simple for the Brian Rose of the world, Cam. Shout out to our boy, Rose. Two letters. That's all we're asking. Two letters. R, you. That's it. You only need to know one of them, depending on what side you're on. I was on the U side. All right. So, I'm going with the strikeout props. I'm going Gausman over 5.5, Stroman over 4.5 in that game. I'll tell you what, I think the Cubs are live, but I'm just going to go with the strikeout props. Seattle Mariners and the Detroit Tigers. Kirby on the hill here. Man, he got the first, what did he do? Was it the first 17 guys out the other night? No, that was it. He threw 24 strikes to start the game.
Yeah.
That was
that
it.
That is correct.
He started, 24 strikes to start the game. That was off the top of my head, yeah. Pretty impressive. -176. Mariners should win this game, Donnie, but what about the price?
Yeah, Mariners should roll in this game. I actually like him first 5 run line just to go ahead to heading against Manning. Manning's actually been pretty good over his past couple starts, but Kirby over the last 30 days, his xFIP number, outrageous at 2.98, dominating both lefty and righty batters. This is a pitiful lineup here for the Tigers that's going to take the field. The haves and the have-nots, as I like to say. Seattle's trying to get in. Detroit's trying to play golf. Give me the Seattle Mariners.
Cam?
Mariners parlay material. I'm not going to lay the juice on it. Got to find a dance partner.
Maybe we'll get to some dance. All right, we'll get to some dance partners after. We'll look for a dance partner. Dodgers and Mets, Donnie. Big time series here. Big time game. You got Heaney on the hiller against Walker. Yeah, overnight number was -142. It's come down. It's -138 right now at FanDuel. Total is 9. In this game, what do you think about this big-time matchup between division leaders?
I don't agree with the line coming down, to be honest with you, Gabe. You take a look at Taijuan Walker, started the season very good. He has been lit on fire the past couple months in Major League Baseball, close to a 7 xFIP number, lefties and righties torching him. And when you're struggling on the mound, the last team you want to face is the Los Angeles Dodgers at the plate. Forget the game itself. Give me the Dodgers team total over 4.5. Don't care how it ends up. They're going to get 5 runs.
Interesting. Over 4.5, Cam?
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this baseball game. Give me the Los Angeles Dodgers -138.
I wouldn't expect anything else, like me putting the Blue Jays in a parlay. And this game is too fancy for me. You know, this is a 5-star game.
Yes. But the difference is one of the teams is 45 games over 500.
I just like my junkyard.
That's the same.
I think it's a very difficult game. To be honest with you, I was kind of looking at
that. Oh, that's right, Donnie. Cam's too caught up. His money's on the Oakland Washington game. This game, he doesn't like the big time game.
Yeah, couldn't care about less about the Dodgers and Mets. 1-0 Orioles, by the way.
Good.
Oh,
I got an early run.
Cam, what are you going to do when the baseball playoffs start? They're all going to be good. I can't bet this.
Oh, that's different. I love playoffs. Playoff baseball is different. Then I'll just put my biases aside. Got to bet good teams. Yeah, that's true.
So after all this, everything you've given, you're like, I got no interest in the Mets Dodgers. You're passing.
I'm passing, yeah. Too hard. A tough game.
How are you not taking the Dodgers, man? They're -138.
Because something tells me that the Mets are good. Like, I'm not touching the Dodgers. Just, hey, we were both happy last night. Marlins +1.5. You got your Dodgers. Just let me be. I like my game.
Let me be. I'm telling Dave about this. I'm going to bring this up with Dave when Dave gets here.
Yeah, Dave will love it. I know. Dave will give me a speech. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Anything else, Donnie? Baseball? I want to get to college football. We'll take a little quick look at the Thursday's game before we move on. Anything else baseball you want to talk about?
I think really going for the Phillies tonight. Zach Gallen's on the mound going against them. I was taking a look at the first five under as a total, which is 3.5. I don't see them getting 4 runs in the first 5 innings between those two pitchers. I think it stays that 1-1-1-0 after 5 innings. Those two guys will duel it out. I'll take the under there.
I could agree. All right.
So you agree, Cam?
I do. And also, I don't know, but I want to go back to the Phillies with Nola, but after that 7-run blowout last night, I had the Phillies. Oh. It kind of left a sour taste in my mouth, but they should be able to get it done. Both two good pitchers tonight, though. I like Donnie's under.
Well, we knew. We said that Bumgarner's been getting lit up all the time. I like Philadelphia.
Over, though.
He did get lit up, but I didn't think they were going to blow a 7-0 lead.
Unbelievable.
Exactly.
Yeah, unbelievable. Right on, Donnie. Wow. Okay, so let's keep it in Pennsylvania. The Backyard Brawl is back for the first time in 11 years? I think since 2010. Used to be a mainstay. See numbers come up now. Pitt's laying 7.5 in this game. Now we got the Boilermakers and the Nittany Lions. It's the Pennsylvania special, Donnie, actually, on Thursday. That's not the only game.
It's true.
You remember, Cam, last time Oklahoma State hosted Central Michigan, Central Michigan beat them outright.
I remember.
Beat them outright. That upset game. They beat Mason Rudolph and company. What do you think about Thursday's slate here, Donnie? What catches your eye?
Yeah, I tell you what catches my eye. The total in that first game, Ball State, Tennessee, 68.5, which leads you to believe that Tennessee is going to be in the 50s. Now, I'm not sure if they have a team total up just yet for that game. They usually tend to put those out a little bit slower, but I can't imagine Tennessee scoring anything less than 50 in that ball game. So if that team total is around a 48.5, I'm still going over. Tennessee in the 50s in that game to blow the doors off Ball State.
Let's see. Ask and you shall receive. Man, I've got team totals for other games, but not that one, of course. Of course, the one that you bring up. Uh-huh. It's always the way. Central Late Michigan's team total is 18.5. Mm-hmm. They're going to score more than 18.5 points.
I think so, too. Chip I agree lots. With that.
West Virginia is 20.5. Pittsburgh is 30.5. Penn State is 28.5. Purdue is 24.5.
What did you say? He's building bunk beds? He's really got a big hammer.
I don't know. Yeah, well, you can hear some guy smacking. Oh, yeah. He's watching the tennis. He's not happy. I don't know, dude.
I told Donnie, I go, that's a big slick. I heard just boom, 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 boom. Like, he's really putting them in hard.
Getting after
he's not
it.
Screwing around. Yeah.
No, what the hell, guys? Hey, true story today. I might not have even woken up. I might still be asleep. There was a fire in my building today.
Wow.
I was up until 6 in the morning. I usually go to bed earlier than that. I couldn't sleep.
Well,
I went to
the
bed
street?
At like 4:30. No, I went to bed Evacuate? At like 4:30. I was doing some research overnight, football stuff. 4:30 come. Then next thing I know, it's 6 in the morning. And then next thing I know, man, it's like, you know, 12:45 in the afternoon and the fire alarm is going off. That's what woke me up. That was like my morning alarm clock, Cam, the fire alarm.
Was it real?
It went off for like half an hour. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I never left. I didn't evacuate. Night. I saw the fire trucks coming, and then
you probably should one of these times. You just love to test your strength, your faith.
I was thinking
it's
about
probably
that.
Probably gonna be a fake.
I was pretty chill about it. I was lying in bed as the fire alarm was going off, sort of like
is
alarm
it real?
Clock. And I was like, all right, I gotta get out. Then I started to think. I was like, you know, last time this happened, I did not evacuate, and the firemen actually smashed on our door and yelled at everybody and said, you know, because you guys don't evacuate, we need to risk our lives to come and save you after. He goes, next time, leave. I thought about that guy chewing me out. Right?
Yeah.
It's what woke me up, finally stopped. Yeah, and then I got a guy banging a hammer all day, Cam, after, right? After it was like, went from the alarm to like, bang, bang. You know what?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
She doesn't complain about anything.
Plug in the guitar. Maybe we should
yeah,
play
yeah,
the guitar
yeah.
and play.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Wake him up.
Uh oh. Let's go. Condo. Oh, here we go. Condo Wars.
Put the amp against the wall.
There you go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Arensi. Let's do this, Cam. What do you got for us?
I got a lot. Yeah, I was just listening to your boy, the sledgehammer, man. I just during the break there, he just keeps on going. Guy's an absolute beast with that thing.
What he's like Peter Gabriel, right? Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer. Yeah, no, he's a builder.
I was thinking about that, too. I'm like, what are you building? Noah's Ark up there? Like, what the hell's going on, bro? You building
like, I've heard like, hammer. Seriously. I've heard a hammers before, thing? But... Yeah, that hammer's got, like, a lot of girth to it. It's like Thor's hammer. Like, it's really loud. Anyway, games we're talking about. Who do we got next? What game were we talking about, Marenzi, that you wanted an opinion on? Let me see here.
We got the 640 games coming up here.
Yeah, Cardinals. Yeah. Give me the Marlins plus 1.5. And I have the Cardinals in a parlay with the Blue Jays to plus money. That's the way I'm going to play it. Donnie also likes Cardinals on the run line, I think he was saying, and should be runs in this game with Dunsmoke Meat and the Hudson River going. Those two, I expect fireworks.
I like the Cards as well, and I'm hoping that Albert Pujols goes yard again tonight.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I did get in. I did get in on McClanahan actually in this game coming up here. McClanahan over the strikeouts. Yeah, McClanahan over 7.5 strikeouts. I got Stroman over 4.5 strikeouts and Gossman over 5.5 strikeouts. I got the Dodger bet in, and I got the Baltimore Orioles plus 1.5 in. So I got to get this Cardinal bet in right now. Cardinals minus 1.5. Yeah. Or do I parlay it with something?
could with the.
I don't buy into the Jays. I think the Jays could be a trap tonight with Stroman.
Okay. What about the Braves?
You know what? How about the Mariners? Cardinals, Mariners. That should be some plus money right there. I'll say what. Well, take a guess. What do you think? I'm going to say plus 118.
I'm going to say maybe a little higher. 36. It'll be higher than that because the Mariners are only $1.76. I'm thinking plus 136.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, let's see. St. Louis Cardinals and the Mariners, plus 125.
Yeah, not bad.
Take not a shot with that. All right, something just happened and it locked it. Come on, man. Don't tell me the Cardinals scored already.
I don't know, man. Hopefully I'm looking at a lot of dogs. Oh, there you go. Like, I'm going to bet. What? Late in this card, Moretti, anything after 8 o'clock, I might bet every single dog after 8 o'clock. I'm just looking at this card right now. Every single one.
But you refuse to bet the Dodger game, but you'll bet on every other game.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the way.
Yep.
Now, don't try to change. This is what.
What'd you say earlier? Don't try to change me or don't twist my arm. What'd you say? Stop twisting my arm.
Yeah. So stay back. You stay in your lane with the quality, and you do diamonds, you and Donnie, and I'll hit the cubic zirconia up. That's just the way I roll.
I just thought, like you said, you're gonna basically said I'm gonna bet every underdog tonight.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Then why not take the Mets at plus 118? All right, we'll get back to that game after. We'll get back to this game after. All right. So Oakland and Washington, just for the hardcore degenerate psychopaths out there, such as yourself, what's your play in that game?
Oakland. I like Oakland tonight with Irvin going against Fetty. I'll take the A's.
All right. Toronto Blue Jays, minus 220 against the Cubs, plus 184, total 7.5. Stroman, former Blue Jay on the hill. I'm going over 4.5 strikeouts, and I'm going Gausman over 5.5 strikeouts. Donnie said he thinks it's going to be a lower scoring game. I think the pitchers could show up here tonight as well, but I'm 7.5 scares me, Cam. I'm this close to taking the Cubs plus 1.5. You and I both know anytime you see the Blue Jays do something special and you think, oh, maybe they turn the corner. They don't. Like they go right back to like, you know what I mean? Like, is there any momentum tonight for the Jays? I don't know, but the Cubs aren't great. I'm going to stick to the strikeouts, Cam. I got both pitchers over. I got a piece of this game. I'm going to stick to the strikeouts.
As I said, I got them parlayed with the Cardinals. I got to take a parlay also. I think it's just safer that way with the Braves. It's minus 119. You know what, Gabe? I am going to play the run line. I lost on it last night, but we hit more because we had parlays. That was huge, the comeback, and we bet them live. So I'm going to take Toronto minus 1.5, minus 102 tonight too. I think they have a significant pitching advantage. I know Stroman used to pitch for the Jays, but Gossman's been good, and Stroman's going to be amped up, and being amped up means a lot of base on balls, and I think he can get into trouble in this game. He's an emotional guy. Wow, look at him go at it. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, bam, bam. Bam.
Yeah, it's relentless.
I love him. No, it's awesome. You should bring out your guitar tonight. Say, hey, man, how you doing? When if he's still hammering, you supposed to have your guitar. I told you, Condo Wars. It's a great show. And you get to meet each other. Hey,
I did play last night for like an hour with my balcony door open, and I wasn't playing like pleasant stuff. It was just like basically pure like death metal like type stuff.
Yep.
I was thrunk, 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 thrunk. I kept turning it up a little bit more, but no, it's all good. We're banging here. We're ready to rock and roll. We didn't even get to the U.S. Open tonight. Chapo's in action right now, Cam. We did well with the tennis. You see, Gallen got it done. Right. Or what's his name? It wasn't Gallen. Gollin. That's Gollin. Gollin is his name.
Yeah. My precious Gollin. Yeah, Gollin.
Gollin.
He was fading quick in that game. I'm like, here comes Tsitsipas. But he gets it done. Chapo tonight. That game's already on the go. He's a minus 163 favorite live. I don't really want to go down that road. Let's take a look here. Goffin.
Against Hussler. You know this guy, Hussler from Switzerland?
No, I don't know him too well. Hussler's winning this Chapo match, and he's a dog.
He's up 3-1, bro. He's up 3-1.
He's going to lose. You know what? I
almost too much of a hothead, Chapo.
Yeah, you're damn right he is. Everyone loves Chapo. I don't know.
We hit that parlay last night with Serena, Layla Fernandez, and Konkavit? Serena, that's who Serena plays tonight. Or tomorrow.
Konkavit?
Yeah, Konkavit.
Want to hear the score? Six love, 6-1 or something. Like if Congreve doesn't want to be nice to her, she'll win 6-love, 6-love. But she'll give her a little bit of a taste because it's her farewell song. That girl's too good, man. She's really good.
Let's see. All right, match is coming up here. Meyer Sheriff and Kotsiuk. Sophia Kennan, and I don't know who any of these people are. Taylor Townsend and Katrina Sinikova. All right, who the hell's playing that we've heard of before? Azarenka's playing. Raducanu is minus 163 against Elise Cornet. What do you think of that one? That's a 7 o'clock Eastern.
Ooh, that's an interesting match. You know what? Raducanu's been kind of hot and cold. I like Cornet. I think she's good. Like, that girl's, like, I'm a big fan of her work. I almost want to take her.
Let's think of Jim Cornette with the tennis racket.
Yeah. I think it's Cornet. She's French, right?
Yeah, Cornet. Elise Cornet. Yeah, Cornet.
She's really. I know. I call her Cornet too. But I think she's actually a live pooch in this spot. I think Raducanu, Gabe, the one thing I've realized about her is she's very good, but she's also very inconsistent. She can win, beat anybody or lose to anybody. Cornet, on the other hand, is a very tried, savvy veteran. I kind of lean Cornet. I got to take a look at it.
I thought Serena was tonight. I guess it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow afternoon or something.
Yeah. She'll play tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought they went back to back. All right, so I don't know. Yeah. Nothing's really jumping off the page from the women's bracket. Let me take a look at the men's here.
Know what?
Of tennis coming up here.
I think if you bet, Sophia Kennan's a favorite over Niemeyer. I don't know about that. Niemeyer is like a new girl on the scene. I've actually like watched her a little bit. I think one of these either underdogs, Cornet or Niemeyer, wins. Both dogs. If you take one underdog,
I would agree with that.
They're both plus money. They're both plus
money. I would
agree
with that.
That's how you play. What
about what about Schapo? Should we look at after he's down a set here? You know what? Let's see what we can get for him. What is he right now? He's still minus 150, Cam. It's ridiculous, bro. Guy's losing 4-1 in the first set. It's minus 150. Jack Sock, my boy Jack Sock against Diego Schwartzman later.
Love Sock.
Yeah.
Jack Sock.
Diego Schwartzman is minus 225. I think Jack Sock can hang around.
Here's another
take
one.
The over in that.
Oh, man. There's some great matches tonight. Naomi Osaka's playing Danielle Collins. Watch out for Danielle Collins. That's another girl that I think is a live underdog here. I think that some this women's side, I could see like a lot of these underdogs
upset
winning.
Special,
like,
you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. I think Collins can beat Osaka. Osaka, I don't know. You know, and again, the women's game's great to bet because underdogs win all the time. You've seen it, Marenzi. It's been crazy in this tournament.
I'm trying to get the over-under here for this Jack Sock match. Total games, Jack Sock and Schwartzman.
I'm going to bet. You know what? I'm betting all these underdogs in tennis. I can't say no to
that. I think you're on to something.
Hopefully,
I got to chip away and get my basketball money back from last night.
Yes.
Frustrating. If not for the basketball, I would have won $200 last night. It was one of those nights. I'm like, oh, God. But I still would have lost on the game anyways. I just shouldn't have gotten as crazy as I did. It is what it is. I basically gave my Max Verstappen money away, which is disappointing. We'll see if we can jump in on the Schapo. I'm taking the Dodgers, though, Cam. To me, I'm getting the Dodgers at minus 138. We got in on the strikeout props. That's about it. I wish these football games were right now.
Me too.
Central Michigan and Oklahoma State.
Who do you like, Central Michigan plus the points?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Too many points.
I think so as well. It's funny.
Let me ask you.
Okay.
I was just going to say, what has changed between now and 2016?
Not much.
Oklahoma State are still Oklahoma State. Yep. Same thing. They had Mason Rudolph then. They were good. Central Michigan are the same now. Like we're talking about two programs that are the same. You know what I mean? Nothing's changed. Oh, well, that was 5-6 years ago. Whatever. They're the same damn programs. It's the same thing. Central Michigan are pretty good. They can score. They're doing the MAC thing. But, Cam, I noticed they played in 2015 and 2016, these two teams. They played at Mount Pleasant, actually. Surprisingly, Oklahoma State went there. Dude, they won by like 9 or 10 or something. Yep. They were laying 17. The following year, they were laying like 17.5 in Stillwater, and Central Michigan beat them outright. I think they're going to get all they can handle. I think they're going to get all they can handle in this game. I think Oklahoma State will win by like 17 or something, 14.
I'm looking at a lot of dogs on that card as well.
Oh, God. Got breaking news. McClanahan's a scratch. What is this? Like, what's going on here?
Excellent. I hit action. Go Lizardo.
Oh.
You get your money back.
It's true. I only did the strikeout prop. I'm void. Yeah.
And I'm on Miami. I get the new pitcher. Put in some loser, Tampa. Come on. Wow. Bullpen game.
Yeah, wow. So you clicked. I always click action. You clicked action. Huh?
Always action. Whatever happens is going to happen.
You don't want any misunderstandings. Exactly. That's the worst.
You've been gambling for a long time. The action button always has the check. Because you know what? We'll win with it. We'll lose with it.
If you're betting a million games like me and Cam and you're on the go and you're doing shows, you're right. That was my deal before.
Action.
I remember being on the road, Cam, like playing with Homicide and betting. It was action. I couldn't pay attention, bro, to pitching changes and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, early in the day, I'm like, I don't care, man. Action.
You got other things to do other than gamble?
Yeah.
Action.
Yeah.
Like, I got things to do. I got to visit people, do stuff. You're right. You're a busy guy with your band.
You've got more bets to put in.
More bets to put in. Yeah. Action.
Action on the set. Armstrong. Stretch Armstrong's now pitching. Armstrong.
Wow. Interesting.
Man, it totally.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It was already 5.5. God, you realize, wish I got in on this Marlins over one run in the first 5 innings.
5.5.
Oh.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I gotta tell you, Cam, I've always thought this Chapo guy is like, he's a hard guy to like, bro. And from a tennis standpoint, I can't believe that his coaches and someone doesn't like chill this kid out, bro. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, he's losing 5-2. He's getting his ass handed to him and he's blaming, like, he's like blaming the judge. He's like, oh, really? And he's like, everything's a face, Cam. After every shot,
he's regressed.
Like, there's no concentration. Like, bro, focus. Right. Like, forget about the show, man. Like, everything's a show with this guy, man.
Another problem is his team, they're way too close. His mother's kind of like that hockey mother that shows up at all the games. Get her out of the arena. She's always yelling. Yeah. He's always looking up at her. Dude, you're a grown man now. You got to get over it. You got to just get everybody outside noise. Play the game. He's regressing, Gabe. Remember, he was climbing the pinnacle. He was getting better and better and better. Have you looked recently? Out first round. Out second round. Out second. Like, he's not the same player, man. The guy used to
Bro, he's serving right now, Cam. He's down. Love 40. He's on four serves. He hit out of, like, he's quitting on this set. I want to ask you, though, is there value to take him? Now, does he have the tennis balls to come back? Or is he just going to completely melt down?
I think he might melt down. I want to see the number. I'm going to bet on the other guy. You know what? You bet against Canada. It didn't work out last night, but Chapo's a different story. We can bet against him in tennis because I bet against him before.
Both me and Cam know. You want to make money, bet against Canadian men generally in sports and bet on Canadian
Not the women. Brooke Henderson, you want to make money? Bet on her in the women's golf tournament.
Brooke,
there every week.
Andre Escu's won a major. Brooke Henderson's good. The Olympic, the women are good. Like, Canada won the
Canadian Sarah, so. Women are good. And Canadian dudes
Give
like
the
us.
Dodgers to beat the Mets. We're the only two non-chokers. Give me the Dodgers. Dodgers to beat the Mets. Give me Kevin Gausman over 5.5 strikeouts. Marcus Stroman over 5.5 strikeouts. What do you got for us, Kim?
Oh, yeah, my garbage special. Oakland A's -112. Blue Jays parlayed with the Atlanta Braves. More to come, too, Gabe.
More to come.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.